Good morning, friends. Good morning. Have you sought the Lord today? Are you building your prayer closet? In these times, we're going to need to rely on the presence of the Lord, on our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. And it's one of the most important, most powerful things you can do. Another thing you can do to get closer to God is to deny your flesh. And that is a very wonderful thing as well, as it causes us to rely on God for what we don't see. Fasting is a very difficult thing at times because we have been accustomed in this country of Canada that, you know, more is good. More is good. Eat lots, you know, big and strong. And in some cases, yes, we do need to eat. It sustains us and it makes us feel, well, normal. But when you deny your flesh, when you deny yourself of the things that you want, you're showing God that you don't want those things, you want Him. You want that relationship instead. So, I have a scripture for you. It's John 5. I'm going to start in 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. So, lots of good stuff in there. So Jesus has the power to break all curses, verses, spells, and incantations placed against us in the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm just going to start praying and just trying to be led by the Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for anybody who listens to this. I pray for protection over them, and I pray for a warring angel to be commissioned over them to protect them. And I thank you, Father, for your Son Jesus who died on the cross. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for the Word of God that is true time and time again, and has stood the test of time, even when man has tried to destroy it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for your will to be done in our lives and not our own. We pray, Lord, that you will cause us to move towards you and not the world. And we pray, Lord, that just like the gardener, like Jesus Christ is the vine, we are the branches, but the Father is the gardener. So we ask the gardener, the Father, to remove any obstacles, remove any impediments, any disease, anything preventing us from getting closer to God. We ask and we believe now in the name of Jesus that you're doing this, that you're moving powerfully. And we pray for the anointing to fall upon all believers right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your will. We thank you for your purpose. We thank you for your perfect plan. And we praise you because you're beyond time, space, our feeble human minds. And we put our faith and complete trust in you. And we thank you, Father, that today we are going to praise and worship you throughout the day. We're going to praise you. We're going to focus on Jesus. And through that, you're going to show us how great and powerful you are. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Lots of stuff going on in the world right now. Have no fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. God is good, He's so good. He's so good. I just love Jesus so much. And he's literally taking away a lot of my fears. Because, well, I was crippled by them for a lot of years. I was afraid to do a lot of stuff. But God has delivered me out of those things. And I'm walking into his purpose for my life. And I will say this, as a Christian, you will trip and fall. That is just the reality of the situation. Unless you have a very close walk with the Lord, you know, the closer you are with God, the less you're going to trip and fall. That is just the reality of the situation. And that's a wonderful thing to know, that the more you pour into God, the more he's going to protect you, the more that you're going to do his will, and the sooner you can get out of here, which probably is a good thing too. Friends, a lot of us are going to be persecuted. All of us will. If you're afraid to even just say the name of Jesus to people, just start praying that God will give you boldness like a lion, and he will do it. If I can do it, friends, you can do it. The devil's tried to put a lot of fear over me, but it's been broken as of late. It does not affect me anymore. I don't let the spirit of fear bother me anymore. I mean, yeah, I still get fearful. It just doesn't have the same hold anymore. It just kind of comes, and then I notice it, and I command it to leave. I bind it, I cage it. And the reason I say bind and cage is because I was listening to a woman of God, a great woman of God, Dr. Pat Holiday. She's got many, many books. She's gone home to be with the Lord. But she's got a... When she talks about deliverance, she explains why she binds and cages. And it does work. And one of the first things you do when you're doing deliverance is you're binding the strong man. You see, Jesus didn't even have to bind anything. His presence alone was enough. The demons knew exactly who Jesus was. So, you know, I don't think deliverance should be like an absolute focus, but this is just my opinion. I think that it is needed in these days. I think people are demonized, that they are being affected by these things. I'm not talking about possession. I'm just talking about like outward, being affected. And you know, the whole world system has been set up in a way to not believe in God. But God is very real. He's very powerful, and he's here right now. He lives inside of me. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. He's my counselor. He tells me things. He shows me things. Sometimes it's pictures, people, places, things. You know, and when I'm obedient, I'll move towards those things and pray about them or whatever. But you are not alone right now. You do not have to be afraid. The Lord is with you right now. The Lord loves you very, very much. And all you need to do is call on the name of Jesus Christ. He loves you so very much. And it doesn't matter what you're involved in. He can get you out of it. Even if it's a blood covenant, even if you think that you did, you know, the worst thing ever, the Lord will forgive you. But you need to repent. True repentance from the heart. A turning away from sins. Walking towards Jesus. Even when it hurts, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it just seems like your life has fallen apart, we are to have faith, friends. Do not walk by sight. Walk by faith. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray and proclaim that every evil spirit that is affecting my friends right now, that they be removed now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that you have removed them. These stumbling blocks, these wicked spirits, that they will be no more. And Lord, to honor you, we are going to go through our home and we're going to remove any occult objects, any books, any crystals, anything. Dream catchers, sage, you name it. Anything that does not glorify God needs to go out. Upside down crosses, sigils, potions. Lord, we ask that you remove these things out of our life, that you bring them to our mind, which ones that you want us to remove. And we ask, Father, and we thank you, Father, for moving mightily in our life. And when you remove these things from your life, you're going to see a blessing from the Lord, a blessing from the Father. He loves his children who obey him. And even these small things, they make a big difference. I did the same thing as well. I purged and I got rid of everything I could think of. Even right now, I'm looking at something and I'm like, huh, I forgot that. So I'm going to have to throw that out too. And that's kind of what happens. We just accumulate a lot of stuff and we forget where it is. But, you know, be diligent and look through your stuff and get rid of it. The Holy Spirit can help you. If you haven't been saved and you don't know how, all you need to do, my friend, is realize that you are a sinner and you need Jesus. The Father sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross. And he did die on the cross. He died on the cross for our sins. That is the gospel message. That through Jesus Christ we have access to the Father. That through Jesus Christ we can be saved, we can be cleansed of all unrighteousness. That does not give us a free pass to go out and sin and do whatever we want. It means that we will make a conscious effort to walk in the ways of God, to honor him, to love him, to show those on the earth who we serve. And we just pray for the spirit of fear to go now in Jesus' name. We command you to go, and we thank you, Father, for removing him out of my friend's lives. And we thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. And we thank you for releasing us from the bondage that we've been under. And the Lord's going to bless you, my friends. Consume the word. If you don't have time to read the word, maybe download, you know, an app that speaks the word out loud, and you can listen to it. Just start consuming it. Start putting it in your ears. It's very important. Start praising the Lord throughout your day, especially when things are tough. I find that we have a hard time doing that. It's very difficult because it's like our egos and our prides, they kind of get the best of us sometimes. I don't know about you, but that's what happens to me. My ego gets, I get, oof, it just, it's my battle, right? But I just thank you, friends, for taking the time. This is just a gentle prayer. I just felt the need to come on here and just show you that, you know, I'm not this, like, scary dude. Oh my goodness, Holy Spirit fire, that's terrifying. You know, warfare does get intense when you get into it, but the Lord is also gentle. He's loving, he's caring, and it's important that we, you know, we have all aspects of the Lord. The Lord's a very jealous God. He doesn't want any other gods before him, so we need to remove anything that has become a god in our life, be that social media or television or movies or video games. I know there's a lot of distractions out there. You know, maybe it's a girlfriend you need to kind of put on pause for a while, or a boyfriend you need to put on pause for a while. It's okay to do that. It's totally okay. It's just, they may not understand it, but you can just tell them, you know, I'm seeking the Lord right now. The Lord is good. They don't have to understand that, but, you know, the Lord honors stuff like that. He loves people who take time out of their days to acknowledge him in all their ways, you know. So have faith, my friends. Do not fear. I know the things in this world are getting scary, but know that the Lord is with you. He's with you through all these things, and he will give you the strength and the power to overcome these fears. You do not have to be afraid. The Lord is truly good. He's loving, he's caring, and he is the true Son of God. He is our Messiah. And we need to seek him with our whole heart. So friends, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and I will continue to pray for all of you. Amen in Jesus' name.